righty, let's catch up now with the Bullock Shire. Anthony Judd is the CEO there, and he joins us on the show this morning. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Hope you had a good weekend, mate.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. It was a cracking day yesterday. We're waiting for some of that water to flow through, actually. We're sort of sitting here near the banks of the Avoca, and the river's certainly up since the rain late last week.
Yeah, okay. Right, well, first of all, I guess Australians of the Year, even though time flies so quickly, it sort of seems so long ago now, but of course it was only last week, so tell us about that.
Yeah, we had a really great event on Monday night to celebrate the Bullock Citizen of the Year, and then all the communities had their own events on Tuesday, and which saw so many worthy winners across the Shire, and some amazing work that they've done in the community. But we had three winners for the whole of the Shire, and the big one being the Citizen of the Year, who was Margaret Pollington. And it was quite fitting. So Marg is from Nullarbor, and the event was held in Nullarbor, and you know what she hasn't done for Nullarbor isn't worth mentioning. So you know all the volunteer work in the world, from the netball to the football to the tennis club. Nullarbor's got solo art now. It's on the solo art trail. Marg was pretty instrumental in pulling all that together. And so we were really excited for Marg. As a side note, Marg's one of our outstanding Bullock Shire employees as well. She runs our aged care support or independent support team. So we were really, really pleased for her to get that award. So it was really, really good news.
Yeah, no, that is fantastic stuff, and congratulations to her. Young Citizens of the Year, that's also a very important award because ultimately they're our future.
They absolutely are, and we saw some future leaders at play with all the nominations. There were five winners, which were joint winners. All the young men that were involved in the advocacy and the planning and the fundraising for the Donald Skate Park, which was constructed during last year. So that was Will Noble, Tyson Coates, Jake Sullivan, Jet Adams, and Zach Livington. So these guys organised the petition, brought it to council, said Donald needs a skate park. It'll make a huge difference to the youth of Donald. And from there, they were able to go and fundraise with their community $60,000, and council was able to go and secure a grant to build this. So it was nearly a record time kind of turnaround from petition to building the skate park. So it's open now, and those boys certainly led the way. And I think they were the first on it to enjoy the skate park too, so they were pretty pleased.
Yeah, no, you know, I know one positions themselves as an old fart, but a lot of people are so keen and quick to criticise youth, but gee, there are some good young people around.
Yeah, it is, and we really make a priority. We have, last year we sort of missed out. Obviously, we did most of our meetings online. We didn't quite get the same feel, but we typically get a youth person from every community coming to us when we're doing a briefing or a meeting at each community, and it's so impressive the work they're doing. And passion and drive, you know, there's some amazing people in and right across your listening area, I'm sure, but certainly in Bullock Shire.
Yeah, and the event of the year was the Are You OK Day, again a very, very important one, particularly too in areas like Bullock Shire, where along with the urban population, there's obviously a lot of people on the land as well, and there's always, particularly through the likes of the pandemic, that danger of becoming isolated.
Yeah, it was, and as you said, the pandemic sort of put different context around this. It's always something that our communities have done well, and this went to the Neighbourhood House Network across the Bullock and Mallee region. So there's five. So Charlton, Donald, Witchybrook, Birchip and Sea Lake, they all banded together, and our neighbourhood houses just do some amazing work. I mean, so much work behind the scenes that people don't really pick up. They're just a go-to place, and they pick up these events like Are You OK Day and make them really worthwhile. So there was physical sort of events happening, but a lot of it was trying to connect people through technology, trying to run videos and sessions, and they've just done an amazing job. So they always do, and it was really good to see them, I guess, recognised. Yeah. for that work. And Yeah, and the pandemic certainly sort of got more people talking about, you know, are you okay?
Yeah.
And this event helped sort of leverage that as well.
Talking of that, and finally just signing off, here's something you might not know, but on average, a panda feeds for about 12 hours a day. Statistics show that that is the same amount of time that most adults spent at home under quarantine eating as well, which makes me ask the question, Anthony, is that why they call it a pandemic?
Look, I hadn't heard that, Robbo. That's an amazing thing. Jeez, if humans are eating 12 hours a day, you do worry about more broad health than just mental health, I would say, but cheapest. That's a good stat.
Yeah, no, good stat and a good little joke. It just lacked that one essential thing for a joke, humour. Anyway, Anthony, have a great week and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robert. Take care.
All the best. Anthony Judd from the Bullock Shire joining us on the Wake Up Call here at Gold Centre of Victoria.